Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare legba he, azunke, azunke pare legba he, pare legba me la jan kase wosho, azunke pare le pare vodou legba,
azunke pare legba
he, azunke.
One of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle.
This is indeed my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe. Today is Wednesday, high noon. You are tuned in, plugged in, sharing and caring with the Power Lunch here on Block Talk Radio. It is December 15th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the Walking Temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Chi Mecca, in the legendary and historic city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. This is a good time to introduce my soapbox for today. I received a notice in my email earlier this morning from Blog Talk Radio. Give me just a second here. Dan Cashman at Blog Talk Radio. And it's an announcement that, of course, things are changing, and things are always changing, and that's going to be my focal point for today, the illusion of aloneness, but also the illusion of non-movement or no change. We are indeed in constant change, constant motion, constant flux. And it is the ego-based nature of humanity to want to simplify things and slow things down and sort of solidify things and create a sense of permanent stability where there may very well be constant change. Another example of that is our weather, our economy, our lives, our personal growth pattern. So don't fear change. Don't fear the evolution. It comes whether you want it to or not. It comes whether you're ready or not. It comes whether you're prepared or not. So it's better to be as prepared as possible and to focus your efforts and your energy on a set priority. And, of course, for me, that's spirit. All things begin and end in the realm of spirit. But we received this notice basically informing us to let us know of important upcoming changes to our free host services. And beginning February 1st, the following changes will be made to our accounts. We will be able to only do one show per day. And as many of you know, I'm doing one show a day now, two on Wednesday and two on Saturday. But the shows will be limited to 30 minutes. One 30-minute show a day, unless I choose to upgrade. And let me tell you, I'm still not impressed. This is an opportunity for me to truly explore other free outlets that are already established, successful, have found a way to bring a balance between their advertising and the content provider. How much of a network do you have moving forward if you cut off your grassroots, if you cut off the word of the people? You know, there are many who cannot afford over $500 a year to upgrade to a more, you know, advanced account with Blog Talk Radio. So we're talking about something we've seen in radio, something we've seen in television, something we've seen in cable, something we've seen in other areas of the Internet, which, you know, often do not work successfully, and that is a sort of an elitism taking over the outlets. You know, it's clear if we just, and if you've been taking my advice and looking at the ads and clicking on the ads, it's clear that they're getting support, corporate support. They have actors, entertainers, celebrities, major products, major corporations such as AT&T and some of the cable networks and many of these consumer products like the Truvia and the other ads that you're seeing scrolled on the page right now, U.S. Mint. So we know that they're getting advertising dollar. We know this. Then there are those who have already relented and have already found a way, whether in their budget and through whatever their marketing, whatever they're offering and sharing on Blog Talk Radio, have found a way to support that extra income. So add that to their pot. So I think it's foolish, in my opinion. And of course, I realize I'm using their network right now to say this, and it's going to be recorded. Fine. You know, sometimes we have to stand on the truth. We have to speak up. And clearly they're cutting off the grassroots, the community level, the man and woman on the street, the everyday voice here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I understand much of the motivation, good and bad. I really do. If you want to keep something of this nature going, you're going to have a certain amount of support. You're going to have a certain amount of resources coming in. I totally get that. You know, you're talking about thousands of accounts, of shows, some doing more than a few shows a day, somewhere to store all that material, someone, you know, to control the service. I get that. I totally get that. But again, look at who's already contributing. Don't take my word for it. Just look around the edge of the show page. If you're on the show page right now, just look who's there and who's advertising and who's being advertised. AT&T, Epoxy Coat. Many of these entertainers, need I say more, you know, about the entertainers. So we know that the resources are coming in, and it makes me nervous because, again, we've seen many other mediums go under and almost overnight, 12 seconds disappeared almost overnight on us. So someone is making some money, is gaining some prestige, is gaining some ground, but clearly they have drawn a line in the sand and they are favoring corporate interests over the community voice. So I'm going to have to look at other avenues. There are other avenues out there. YouTube, it's a very different format. Of course, I will be heard and seen. I could be a little bit more visual and demonstrative in some of the lessons and some of the work. There's Ubu. I've been considering Ubu for almost a year. And mind you, this isn't creep up on me. Me and several other voices here on Blog Talk Radio have been talking about this well over a year and looking at other avenues of still maintaining what we do and being present for you and getting that word and that message out. Indeed, it's greed. And again, right or wrong, I get that. But there's a way to do things. We have a saying here in the South. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. Yes, Ustream, I've considered Ustream. I've considered pal talk. There's a host of other ways to do this, either within Keen itself, which outside of Block Talk Radio. And I'll be honest, a third of my supportive community, those who participate, those who enjoy the material, those who share the material, those who send donations, those who send offerings, a third of them come from Facebook. A third of them come from my website. And maybe another third of them come from Keen. And if there was, you know, the next contender, it would be Block Talk Radio. I think Block Talk Radio has been a blessing in expanding my reach and the reach of my ministry and allowing me to connect, and even allowing me to connect with some community that I had lost contact with. I found people that I knew and worked with and shared with 20 years ago here on Block Talk Radio. So it has its benefits, as all the social networks do, if you know how to use them properly and use them in balance. But again, I think they've clearly drawn a line in the sand and have chosen the corporate dollar, and it will become a more elitist format here on Block Talk Radio. Those who can afford, those who can finance, those who have financial backing, those will gradually become the more readily available show and show material here on Block Talk Radio. And yes, all the comments in the chat, I greatly appreciate them. Firewitch, Kalahai, Warm Summer Wind, Lady Love Song, Queen B1, all our special guests, thank you so much for being present and sharing with us here today. And of course, clearly, this is, you know, some material that just sort of got sprung on me right before the show. I did intend to want to talk more about application of the crystal, and I'm definitely going to do that. Fortunately, I still do have a show, a two-hour show to do tonight at 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio, unless they decide to rescind their February 2011 deadline. So I should be here tonight, and provided no gremlins interrupt the show. But I felt like I had to say this. I have a very diverse community, so I get compliments and I get complaints. And one of the complaints is that I've been too diverse. I mean, figure that. And my belief and my understanding is if you're dealing in medicine and it's helpful, it's healing, it's holistic, it's producing results and manifestation, then you can't rope it off. You can't build a wall around it, an ethnic wall, a financial wall, a class wall. All who can benefit will seek it out, no matter what barriers are put up. That's just my opinion. So that's my attitude towards diversity. And I posted a really profound photograph on my Facebook page just before the show. So if you would visit my Facebook, www.facebook.com/ The Divine Prince, and write The Divine Prince as one word, but capitalize the T, the D, and the P. It's the most recent post, and I find it read, see, know, project, understand your place and role in the universal consciousness. And it's a very profound photograph because it speaks many languages. If you are paying attention, you see the person in lotus, which is sort of a universal position of humility, of rest, of meditation. Many cultures who still eat and commune on the ground sit in this position and bend from the waist. So it's, you know, a position of humility, of a passive position, if you will. It's not a warring position. It's not a position we typically fight from. And we may find it even more difficult to become aggressive in this position. If you notice body language, people tend to have to stand up when they're arguing, when they're negative, when they're projecting. So it has a universal symbol of calmness to it. And then there's the earth, which is in the belly, and the belly of the earth is also interconnected with the person. Again, symbolizing our elemental connection, earth, water, fire, air, but also our energetic, electrical, chemical, spiritual, ethereal, astral, cosmic connection. And the Dambala, the cosmic snake, the DNA chain coming up from the bottom, all the way to the top and beyond, knows it doesn't stop within the body. That DNA chain, Jacob's ladder, continues to climb further out into unknown light, but also darkness, creative darkness. And then we see the best I can describe it is the lattice work, the graph, the lotus petals, if you will, that are superimposed in this spherical, circular form, representing our interlinking, our multi-dimensional present reality, awareness, which exists at the center of our universe, but the known and unknown universe. Math is present in the graph. Science is present in the graph. The new understanding, oh wow, and the technical name just that quick slipped my mind. There's a new science of counting smaller things. And if someone figures out what I'm talking about, help me out here. Wow, when you count coastlines and the bumps and the hills and the indentations on the coastline, or even patterns, leopard pattern, or patterns that present themselves in our skin or in other forms of nature and plants, there's a new science and a new word for that. And right now I'm in spirit and it has escaped me. But all that understanding, all that awareness is present, is represented here in this photograph. So when we meditate on it and we think about it and we contemplate it and digest it and take it into our spiritual awareness, things that divide become very limited, very illusionary, very transitory, and typically have a specific fractile. That's the word I was looking for, fractiles. Fractiles is the new science, new understanding of counting things that in the past could not accurately be counted, but only be estimated or enumerated. So this has changed the way we get math now, and the way we can distance things that have changes, turns, corners, petals, details. And the word for that new science is fractiles. For those of you who visited my website, I have some examples of the fractiles there. They almost look like paisleys, and they're in constant movement. Those are representative of the chord for you musicians out there. It's a chord. All those notes, all those points all those details have a vibration, have a note, have a pattern, have a rhythm. And so those moving GIFs, GIF, photographs on my website are representative of fractal. So if you go to Google Image and Google fractal, you'll get other examples of this understanding, this science that I'm talking about and trying to explain while still remaining in my affirmation and meditative mode. Our spirit comes from often and originates from our right brain activity, our left hand. It's intuitive, it's spiritual, it's ethereal, it's artistic, and it doesn't necessarily need rationale, science, math. It's more empathic, if you were. Fractal is spelled F-R-A-C-T-I-L-E-S, fractal. And if you go to Google Image and put that in, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm obviously communicating with several people at once. Okay, I'm spelling it wrong. It's F-R-A-C-T-A-L-S, fractals, not fractiles, fractals, fractal, F-R-A-C-T-A-L-S. And it's a new science, a new understanding, and it's a beautiful, colorful photography based on this math, this science, which will be presented to you when you, you know, follow that link and Google that. But if you take any of those and sort of go into the website where they really take the time to explain them in a more scientific approach, of course you can do that at your leisure, then you'll really begin to get and understand all the depth of the symbolism that I find so profound in this photograph. There's also the light I noticed. We often associate with the sun, and then that reflected to the earth and refracted back to us from the moon. But I like how the light is all around the head, and within the head, the consciousness, there is that darkest, if you look at the totality of the picture, the darkest space exists there symbolically in that space between our ears, in that housing of God and Goddess consciousness. That is our mind, that is our will, that is our spirit, and all the various adverbs and adjectives that we use to try and make sense of that. So the photograph, just to me, is the song of life, the message of all consciousness, if you will, and its interconnectedness at so many levels. And we are racing towards a new understanding of this. However ill-prepared many of us may very well be for the journey, for the process. And unfortunately, where we are right now in our emotional and mental and individual evolutionary processes, we are literally calling and recreating unto ourselves tragic events to bring us to this understanding. Many of the world religions want to call it the last days and sort of operate from that premise, not valuing the responsibility we have to create and recreate our reality based on our awareness, based on our present level of maturity and understanding spiritually. So this illusion of alone, of aloneness, of no one understanding, of not being able to connect. It is clearly just that, illusion. And we all have that feeling, have that sense at one time or another in our lives and along our journey. And for those of you who've been journaling, you know, as I have for some years, even into decades, you begin to even see a pattern, a season of this this sense of disconnection, this sense of wilderness, I like to call it. And it's a profound state if you understand what it is and utilize it for what it is. And it's an incubating period, if you will, a time to truly get in touch with self. And self is in constant change, it's in constant flux. Our universe is in constant change and in constant flux. And I understand the human need to want some consistency, to want some sense of stability. But I want you to open your third eye and your consciousness right now and truly understand spiritually, metaphorically, symbolically what I'm trying to suggest to you. Stillness, non-movement, non-change is an illusion, is an illusion. The planet is whirling. The universe is whirling. And according to the new science, dark matter and dark space are having some impact on the universe that may be causing us to expand at an even rapper, accelerated rate. So the illusion of stillness, of there not being any change, of there not being any development, can be a dangerous one, because in that state of so-called non-movement, clearly things are still changing, still moving, still developing. Let me use a simpler example. Our diet, we may sometimes allow ourselves to be tricked by this illusion of no change, of non-movement, particularly when we are younger. So you say, oh, I smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. I'm still alive. I don't have heart disease. That is a illusion of non-change. Clearly, with each puff, with each cigarette, and we now have the science to back and prove this now, you're doing damage. You're doing damage to your lungs. You're doing damage to your heart. You're doing sometimes irreparable damage at the cellular level. The positive thing is that science is proving that stopping, even now, even today, can immediately begin the process of reversing some of that damage. So that's just one simplified biological way of understanding what I'm trying to share with you today about this illusion of aloneness, of non-movement, of non-change. And it's truly detrimental to us. There's another saying in our culture, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. But indeed it does. We went, again, to use our cigarette example, we went through many decades of not knowing the true science and thinking that this was okay, that this was an acceptable habit that was not going to eventually kill millions of people and their loved ones and others via secondhand smoke. So us who consider ourselves conscious, spiritual, And understand that there are many who are tossing these words around carelessly, loosely, without taking on the full responsibility. Each and every one of us has a responsibility as God and Godhead consciousness inhabiting this physical earth plane body. So even in our inaction, there's an action being sent out, a projection being sent out, an acceptance of the present program. We can apply this to our health behavior, our diet behavior, our political behavior, our inaction, and allowing others to take action and decide our fate and our future is a responsibility that we all must take on personally, individually, each and every one of us. So again, those of you who claim consciousness, who are walking a spiritual path in truth and in understanding, and or even just desiring to do so, know that it is imperative that we begin right here and right now. We just really don't have a lot of time to waste in argument and debate and battle and rehashing. And it's become a sport of sorts for many. We've found some level of comfort and satisfaction just in the discussion, just in the exchange, you know, and the energy associated with that. But we've got to begin to move forward in action and line that up with our true belief, our true faith, our true understanding, and our true sense of what we want to see mirrored back to us, manifest with us and in us and around us. Aloneness is an illusion. And it's a distraction from some much higher, some much greater message and often journey or path. It's an avoidance, if you will, of the real mission, the real motive, the real ideal. I'm going to take a quick intermission and I will return with more of our divine affirmation and meditation. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for being present. Kalahat, Fire Witch, Lady Love Song, Queen Bee Wine, Warm Summer Wind, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity to each and every one of you. I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings. divine all blessings, serenity and tranquility, joy and prosperity. It is in this moment now that we lose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind right now in this moment that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. We lose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane existence for divine manifestation and revelation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors, Nagun and Gede, and all those who have gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now on this earth plane dimension. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names in and live in our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. And may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame and disgrace. Shall we manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time space and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and civilization as we now know it. As we enter now this hallowed and sacred realm, let us be mindful in our inner work, walk, and pronunciations, and that they would project and recreate and reshape our most true and authentic self as we now enter the inner sanctums of whose essential in the presence of all who stand with us and ever stood with us. We light and illuminate our candles in constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions. Ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us ever steady back into the light and God consciousness and body. This harmony, this chiming, this vibration is what you should hear when you are still, when you are quiet, when you are in your transcendental meditative state and consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember who you are, you powerful, loving, loved, created, creator child of the God and God consciousness. You are made in the image and likeness of the divine creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. And your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's divine and perfected handiwork. So do not be afraid of your power, of your light, of your potential, of your magnificence when you succeed to inspire others to succeed. When you grow and change, you inspire others to grow and change. So be powerful, be divine and magnificent. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most divine light and that spark of your most true, authentic, and perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and just for a moment, remember with me your most perfect light body and consciousness. You do have creative allowance to recreate and create the life, the love, the existence you need, seek, and desire. I create and recreate my divine destiny. And I am because my creators are. No change, no transformation, no transition, no trial or tribulation can damage that, can alter that. For I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free in life. Choose any way that I please to live, to experience, to express towards my ultimate divine spiritual goal. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness, and I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. I am the past. I am the future. We actively exist and manifest right here, right now, in this divine time, space. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfected divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me. I release my grip on life, and I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life experiences. I am calm. I am serenity. I am divine tranquility. Peace of mind is within me, and I am because my creators are. Even in the midst of change and transformation, I am wealthy, rich, abundant, successful, independent, productive, and effective, and eternally and always in the hands of the divine creator. I am an ultimate manifestation of their plan, and there are no mistakes in their plan. I am worthy of their responsibility. For I was given life, I was given love, I was given an opportunity, as we all are with the awakening of each and every day, to perfect and affect divine and powerful change here and now on this planet, in this present dimension. And each and every day, you have an opportunity to recreate and reshape not only your reality, but the reality of those around you. I don't judge, I don't block, I welcome, I observe, I accept. And when problems arise, I do not resist. I observe them with a calm and open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet space between my thoughts and my ego and my stuff, my dramas, they speak to me, they come to me, they administer and administer to me, and all things become clear. And my life continues to transform in magical and powerful ways. Obstacles that once seemed unsurmountable, tragedy that once seemed like the end, now seem insurmountable. I'm now seeing smaller, insignificant, clearer, and in some cases completely removed. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of divine serenity, divine knowing, my path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like clear quartz crystal. And every day, in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious, and I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing, I gratefully receive all that comes my way. And my consciousness is not bound by time, space, like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creator. I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. And I would ask that you would join me here again tomorrow at high noon for the power lunch. As I stated at the beginning of the show, Blog Talk Radio has decided to make many changes, of which they say will begin ultimately in February of 2011, February 1st, 2011. And unless I decide between now and then to make the upgrade and invest the $500 or something or more a year to do the show, I will only be able to do one show a day, 30 minutes. And if I choose to do that, I would keep the power lunch. I would still come on every day at noon for the power lunch. I will not be able to schedule primetime shows, which would automatically cut the Wednesday night show, which, of course, I'm going to do tonight at 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and the Saturday night show at 9 p.m. There will be no more scheduled private episodes, which I've never done private episodes in the whole 2 years I've been on Blog Talk Radio. And we will only be able to upload 3 audio files after this change, unless we decide to upgrade. So that would include probably my theme music, my come and my going music, and maybe one song during the show, and I would have to literally go in manually and change that every day unless I, again, decide to upgrade. You know, I find these tactics, you know, like a corporate threat, as it were. It's just like our cell phones, it's just like cable. You know, some of these things we get attached to, we get accustomed to, and they have their profound purpose. And I, again, don't want to negate Block Talk Radio's purpose. But, I greatly am open and humbled and appreciative of that Queen Bee one, and hope that does happen, that someone does decide, okay, we need to sponsor the Divine Prince and make sure he can still do this show, or even upgrade and do a better show by becoming premium. But I just don't like to have my arm twisted. You know, we already happen to block, you know, commercials and advertisements from loading and playing music and things hopping around and ping-ponging around during the middle of the show, getting some of these advertisements. Again, they're already getting, you know, corporate dollars in this advertisement. Have no denial about that they're not getting corporate money and corporate dollar from these businesses like AT&T, Comcast, you know, all these other full-scale universities. They're getting, you know, corporate advertising dollars, as well as the shows that are now showcasing and producing artists, celebrities, Mark Zuckerberg, Colleen Zink, you know, and many of the other Monique and the other celebrities that we often see flashing on today's pick on air. So, I just think it's sort of a strong arm tactic to get many more people to sort of relent. I do appreciate Blog Talk. I would like to stay on, even if I stay on free. I would do the one show a day, probably at high noon. But as Firewitch and Queen Bee One and many others, I might as well prepare to to continue to move forward, because I'm sure someone will assist us in the sponsorship and moving forward. Yes, another option is to develop a network and share the time. I thought about that, but, you know, remember, we tried that free, and how well did that work? How long did that work? Those of you within the community, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that was free, you know, and I'm still sponsoring, marketing, advertising for many individuals, companies, ministries. I want to be very generic here. And I'm still not getting any, not even a thank you, not even a, you know, good job, or I appreciate it. So I don't know. I'm definitely going to have to go into spirit on this one. I can't trust me. I'm human. I have frailties. I'm definitely going to have to trust spirit on this and move forward. I'm almost certain that I will remain on Blog Talk Radio, free or premium. I'm just not going. With the premium Fire Witch, I believe, I could be wrong, I believe it's 4 hours. It may be 6 hours, but I think it's four or six a day. It's not unlimited like YouTube or some of the other still free mediums out there. But it's more than the time that I'm using now. Even if you consider Wednesday, the two-hour evening show, and the one-hour noon show, that's 3 hours. And I think the free is allowed. But don't quote me on that. I'm not quite sure of that, but there is a set amount of shows and hours. But also some other little quote-unquote perks that are supposed to sort of coax you into taking on that premium price. And yes, others, many others have moved on to free medium, many others. And you know, it's akin to my personality, everything I can. So I will probably be not only here but in other places. But again, I'm still not clear on whether I'm going to be able to do, you know, hundreds of dollars a year to be on Blog Talk Radio. But I've run down out of time. I got about 20 seconds left. So please do join me here tomorrow at high noon for the Power Lunch. And, of course, here tonight at 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio Live, where we will, of course, continue the conversation, but also begin to share more of the practical application of the Master Crystals and the Clear Quartz varieties and families specifically. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, to live with love in a
Protect.